Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav, your sponsor, Luinishmas Harmiak Hashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Mudav brings a story that Rav Huna tested his son, Rabbo, by tearing a coat or clothing in front of his son and to check if his son will get angry. Ask the Gemara, but he's causing his son to be over aveir of Kibud Avayim, because if the son will disrespect his father, he'll be over in Kibud Avayim. And that's an aveira of lifnei iver lo titen mikshel. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case that the father was moichel. The father was moichel on his covet, so therefore there's no problem kibud aveim. The Mefarshim ask a simple question. We know that getting angry is also a terrible thing. Chazal and Sefer HaZorah tell us that anybody who is angry is as if he's over the Zara. And we have a similar concept in the Gemara and Shabbos. If a person is angry, that's a terrible thing. Kol mini ge'enu shaltim boy. All the bad habits come when a person is angry. What about the fact that Rav Huna is causing his son to get angry? The Gemara says, you have lifnei iver lo titen mikshel, the fact that he causes his son to disrespect his father. This was solved by the fact that Rav Huna was moichel on his covet. But what about the issue that he's causing his son to be angry? Lo lifnei iver lo titen mikshel, causing a person to be angry. So the Chidah brings this question in his Birkei Yosef on Yerideh Sin Rishmeh Milchus Kibud Avayim, and he answers that Rav Huna knew his son won't get very angry. He knew his son is a tzaddik. He won't get that angry. The only test that we're talking about, that maybe he'll get a little bit angry. We're talking about something, we'll get reticha, some kind of a heated moment. The least will be shum over in a kas. That is not included in the aveir of being angry. I mean, the Chidah tells us that there are different levels of anger. There's a certain level that's still fine, that's normal, that's natural. It's not considered to be that a person is over there with the Zoro. They're called me negein or shaltim boy. And that's the level of anger that Rav Huna was trying to see if his son will get to. But the Ben Ishchai, in his Tshuva Sefer called Toiro Lishmo, Simon Shinayin, he brings a question that someone asked him. He says sometimes a person needs to go to somebody else and tell him something. And whatever he's telling him, which is something needed, causes anger by his friend. He's not intending to anger his friend, but you know, he needs to give him some facts. There's something they're dealing with. And by him giving him the facts to the friend, he's causing the friend to get angry. What about lifnei iver lo titen mikshel, causing a friend to get angry? And the Shoyl is asking, and if it's usur, so then a person cannot live his life. A lot of times you need to talk to somebody and tell him some facts that cause him to be angry. So says the Ben Ishchai, he brings our Gemara. And he brings a riot from our Gemara. The lifnei iver lo titen mikshel does not apply to anger. Causing someone to get angry, you're not over a lifnei iver lo titen mikshel. And the name of Yisrael Salanter, it's brought down. It's brought down in Sefer Derech Sicho. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said it as well, that the point is, there's no such thing as lifnei iver in midos, only in aveiros. Meaning a person cannot cause somebody to do an aveir, which is it's in a Torah. But if a person causes somebody to be over in a midorah, he gets angry, he goes into gaivo, whatever that is, then there's no din lifnei iver lo titen mikshel. And the raya is from this Gemara, that Rav Huna was willing to get his son to get angry. And the choro, the pshat in it, is very simple. The reason you can't do lifnei iver lo titen mikshel is literally what the pasuk says. You can't take someone who's blind and put a mikshel in front of him, causing him to fall. Meaning your mikshel makes the iver fall. That's an irregular aveira. A person causes someone to do an aveira, meaning he's putting him in a situation that he's not going to be able to withstand and not do the aveira. But a mido is a tendency of a human being. That is his personal tendencies. A person needs to work on himself that he will not fall into midos raros. That he needs to make his natural habit to be in a certain way. Someone brings a person to a situation where that person loses it and goes into a midos raros. That's not caused by the person putting the mikshel. He's just bringing out what this person has in his natural tendencies. He's bringing out the midos raros which are in this person. This person is not a good person. At least he doesn't have that good midah. He's not able to control his kas when things come about. So it's not that the person who put the mikshel caused him to get angry. What made him angry is his own natural tendencies that come about when some situation present themselves in front of him. So that's not lifnei iver, because the one who's causing the problem is the person himself, not the one who's putting the michshol, and that's the chiddush that comes out in the Ben Ish Chai and in Rishon Salamter based on our sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.